The title of this reading is By Him, For Him, and it was written by Kathy Herbert, who is an acquaintance, or was an acquaintance, of Dave. Dave, when I talked to him, has said she has passed on over to the other side, to glory.
Yeah.
She had a dream one night, and this came to her, the way this is written, by God. And she shared it with her husband, and her husband said, let's get it down, write it down. So she wrote it down, and, and he has a copyright on it. Dave did get permission for us to read it today and share it. If you know a lot of the old hymns, you will know this reading as I read it. It's amazing the way it's put together, and it could only have been shown to her through God. So, as I read it, you might think of the old songs, but it is in an orderly fashion that only God, like I said, could have directed her. So it's By Him, For Him, by Kathy Herbert. As I pause to consider the lilies, I remember what a friend I have in Jesus. But I wonder, how long has it been since I've come in the garden to kneel at the cross for a sweet hour of prayer, to thank God for His amazing grace, and to count my many blessings, to shout to the Lord, how great thou art, how majestic is your name. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is the Lord. Praise Him. I'm adopted. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Then I cry out, pass me not, O gentle Savior, and search me, O God. Let there be nothing between. I bow the knee at the foot of the old rugged cross. There is a fountain filled with blood, and there is power in the blood. The Bible says that Jesus paid it all. And I acknowledge that nothing but the blood can wash me as white as snow. It is well with my soul. When I resolve that in Christ alone my hope is built, as I'm standing on the promise of the solid rock, the rock of ages, I claim the promises that there is victory in Jesus. Jesus loves me, and Jesus cares for me. I know I'd rather have Jesus, so I've decided to follow Jesus. To the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Savior, I surrender all. Because He lives, I'm not afraid to bid this old world goodbye. I have the blessed assurance that one day I'll fly away to the sweet by and by. There He will count me when the roll is called up yonder. For I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in Beulah Land, where He, the pearly gates, will open. It will be worth it all, for we shall behold Him face to face. I can only imagine. But until then, I long for just a closer walk with Thee. As I keep traveling the gospel way, living for Jesus day by day, I'm learning to lean, to trust, and obey. There's joy in serving Jesus, and the longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. Fairest Lord Jesus, I have only one life. Through it all, may this little light of mine shine, and may those who come behind me find me faithful. To God be the glory. Amen.